The rest of the story. The whole family was summer vacationing in Massachusetts when it happened. Mother Mabel, infanticipating, gave birth prematurely, and a little boy aforenamed Edward entered the world ahead of schedule, and from the first moment there was trouble. The newborn's breathing was labored, irregular. Couldn't something be done, the attending physician was asked. But in 1881, there was so very much that doctors were yet to learn. All anyone could do under these circumstances was to pray and wait, and the family prayed and waited. Tiny Edward breathed with increasing difficulty until the night his breathing stopped. The family sank into a ponderous grief, replete with guilt, with all the if-onlys and the whys. To the leaden atmosphere was added the weight of a young artist invited to portrait paint the infant in his coffin. It was the father who first recovered from the awful event, at least to the extent that he sought to make some sense of it. Little Edward's death must not have been in vain, he declared, and he proceeded to keep that promise. If it were at all possible, he was going to fix it so that no newborn would ever again die of respiratory failure. He would create something. He would create a machine. He would create some kind of a device which could breathe for a struggling infant until its own respiration was established. But how? Well, the answer, the rest of the story, was an original invention Daddy called the vacuum jacket. The vacuum jacket, a mechanical contraption which could administer artificial respiration virtually indefinitely. It was an airtight cylinder. It was made of metal, which surrounded the patient's torso up to his neck. The cylinder was fitted so that air could be forced in and out by a suction pump. When air pressure inside the cylinder was reduced, normal atmospheric pressure outside forced air through the mouth and into the lungs. Early the following year, Daddy went to England and from his plans constructed a working model of this vacuum jacket, which he then demonstrated to the British Physiological Society. British scientists were moderately impressed, perhaps for drowning victims they had judged, but then who's going to carry all of that equipment out to the edge of the water? And as for the malady which had inspired the invention, there were simply too few cases of respiratory failure among premature babies to justify the manufacture of such machinery. And thus was the vacuum jacket shelved by medical science. For the next several years, its inventor experimented with a number of different models, but nobody cared until many more years had passed and the machine's greatest usefulness was discovered as life sustenance for the otherwise doomed victims of something called polio. Of course, by now you recognize the vacuum jacket as the prototype, the original iron lung. But could you ever have imagined how it came to be created as a mechanical life-yielding eulogy for an infant boy named Edward, who was the son of the sorrow-inspired inventor, Alexander Graham Bell. I know, the world remembers him for his telephone, but now you know the rest of the story.